Hey everyone, this is Crystal from the Spooky Barber Babes, and I just wanted to kind of put out a little like in between episode. I guess not even in between. How many of you are keeping up with the Courtney Klenny case? I know it just recently happened, so there really isn't a lot of details out there, but from what I've been able to find, she is a Instagram influencer who has been charged with the murder after allegedly fatally stabbing her boyfriend inside their Miami high-rise apartment back in April. Courtney Klenny, who is a 26-year-old OnlyFans model, apparently was taken into custody this past Wednesday, August 10th, in Hawaii after being charged with second-degree murder with a deadly weapon. Her boyfriend at the time, 27-year-old Christian Obomseli, was killed on April 3rd. From what I've been gathering from this, most of it from what I've gathered, there's a press release that's going on Thursday, August 11th, which is when I am recording this. So yes, you're getting it a little late. But apparently their arrest report is sealed. As of this recording, all it's saying is that a social media personality was charged in the connection with his murder. Now, Courtney's defense attorney, Frank Prieto, had confirmed the charges and said his client had been in at a rehab facility in Hawaii for PTSD. The lawyer had said that they're disappointed that the state attorney sought an arrest warrant, noting that his client has cooperated with the investigation from the beginning. Prieto basically stated that they're completely shocked at Courtney's arrest based upon the clear evidence of self-defense in this matter. Umbaselli attacked her and choked her that evening. Courtney had no choice but to meet force with force. They also stated that they will vigorously defend Courtney and clear her of this unfounded and baseless charge. As of right now, which is 12:56 on August 11th, well, like I said, I am recording this up to date. The Miami Police Department didn't immediately respond to requests for comments, but this arrest marks the largest development in the horrible slaying of this man. It was the MPD had previously said that on April 3rd, officers responded to the reported stabbing at One Paseo Lux luxury building around 5 p.m. in the evening, where they found Umbaselli with a knife wound. Now, apparently Umbaselli worked in cryptocurrency. They didn't really give much information, and all it said in the report was a female was located on scene and interviewed by detectives. He was transported to Jackson Memorial Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Now, the details of Umbaselli's death, they do remain at the time unclear, and that it's basically being said that the pair had been involved in a physical altercation prior to the attack. Again, her attorneys are basically saying that it was self-defense, and that initial reports indicate that Klenny was detained at the scene and then taken to a mental health facility under the state's Baker Act, which allows police to involuntarily commit individuals for up to 72 hours. The lawyer insists that she was only acted out of self-defense. Nothing, any like it wasn't like premeditated murder or anything like that. So what I've noticed that there's been some weird stuff on her OnlyFans, so who knows? I mean, the couple could have argued about that. But there was a friend of the couple, like I said, don't want to get into names because everything's still kind of like coming out, where one of them friends, they said, we've seen her hit him, but never seen him hit her. from what they've personally experienced between the both of them. They believe that Christian wouldn't put her, he wouldn't put her in a position where she would need to stab him to protect herself. Apparently a neighbor had told the same outlet that this was reported to, which was the Local 10, that they had witnessed Umbaselli swing at her about a week before the incident. I'm assuming from what I'm gathering that there's been some people that like just don't believe a lot of what's going on. Apparently this incident happened just a week before Umbaselli would have turned 28. And there apparently is a GoFundMe campaign. But from what I'm reading about family, it's basically saying that, you know, this Umbaselli was very compassionate, that he had this infectious smell that could light up any room, and that family are seeking justice for this heinous act of violence. Again, that was put out, but the news article that I was reading did not get an immediate request from the family. My hearts go out to the Umbaselli family for their tragic loss, unnecessary. And I'm hoping that, you know, this kind of opens up and says, okay, was this, you know, a breakdown? What was it? And, you know, well, I will follow the story as it unfolds. Again, as of right now, it is only 1 p.m. on August 11th, and that is where we're at the moment. I haven't seen anything on the press release, so I'm assuming that it hasn't been made yet. But as soon as I do, I will get out to you guys and kind of just get into a little bit more. Again, this story is unfolding. There hasn't been, you know, there hasn't been really any updates. All I know from what I'm seeing in here, along with PTSD, she was also in rehab for substance abuse. Just, you know, like I said, I'm popping through different articles, just trying to figure out everything in its own. But once I hear a little bit more about what's going on, supposedly she is still in Florida. I mean, not Florida. Yeah. She is still in East Hawaii. She's at a detention center awaiting initial court appearance in the Hilo District Court. That is actually going to be happening today. So as soon as they put anything up about that, I will update you guys. And this will, yeah, as much as I hope to say that this doesn't go too crazy, we've seen how things happen in the past. And hopefully, who you know, whoever is responsible, we're not going to, I'm not going to say it was her, not going to say he antagonized her, just saying like in this whole situation, I hope whoever is responsible gets charged in the murder, and I hope that the family can heal, and I'm sending out so much love for them. So as of right now, this is where we stand, and yeah. So if you haven't already, go like, follow, and subscribe. I will probably do a YouTube update once things get, once more detail comes out. As of right now, I will just be putting out little snippets here and there when I get what I get. And yeah, so other than that, everybody, you have a fantastic day and stay spooky. Just wanted to say a big thank you to our sponsor, Anchor. So if you've listened this far, just finish listening to this ad for just a little bit to give me a little bit of help. Appreciate everyone. Have a great day. Stay spooky.